السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العلیم الحکیم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق اللہ العظیم. Respected elders and brothers, Friday is a very important day in the life of a Muslim. Whatever little advices will be shared is first for me and then for everybody else. When we make dua for somebody else, Allah appoints an angel to give us a similar dua. I make dua that Ya Allah assist every Imam, Khatib, Sheikh or Mawlana that will be delivering the Jummah lecture in our country, our city, or any city and country of the world. Allah guide us to say such beneficial words that be a means of good and hidayat spreading and be a means of us becoming better Muslims. In the month of Rajab, many of us remember the incident of Mi'raj, the miraculous journey of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've recited the first verse from para 15, Surah Bani Israel, Surah Isra, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms the miraculous journey of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's do the English meaning. The pure and great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transported his humble servant, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by night from Masjidul Haram by Makkah by the Kaaba to Masjidul Aqsa in Jerusalem, Palestine, the vicinity of which we have blessed, to show our signs to our beloved Rasulullah sallam. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is all hearing and all seeing. We are all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most intelligent person that is producing the best computers, artificial intelligence, that are manufacturing aeroplanes, warplanes, even part of that NASA, the space shuttle that our people are creating. But we are all the creation of Allah. Every human is the creation of Allah. And whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, Allah gave us the little intelligence. And this world is a test. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has created mankind and jinnah to see who does good action that is pleasing to Allah, who recognize the Allah. And the non-Muslims are using the intelligence as far as the worldly things are concerned. But they must use the intelligence recognizing the Creator. Islam is the correct religion. Quran Sharif is the last and final authentic book of Allah amongst us. And our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst us. A person can be very rich and wealthy or very intelligent, but as the days are going, we're getting older, we become teenagers, become adults, become parents, become grandparents, and a time comes we have to leave this world. A Muslim or a non-Muslim, both have to leave this world. But those that humble themselves and accepted the correct message of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they brought iman, then Jannah, paradise, is waiting for them. And whoever out of pride and arrogance did not accept the true message of Islam, the true message of the Quran, then Jahannam, hellfire, is waiting for them. Allah has given us a chance to make tawbah and istighfar. And a non-Muslim said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, one time, Allah will forgive their past sins. Now coming back to the incident of Mi'raj, we know for the past few months, in fact for the past 100 years, you can say, Masjid al-Aqsa is a focal point in the history of Islam. The Islamic history is written with the ink of the scholars and the blood of our martyrs. Our beloved Rasulullah has mentioned must travel to 3 masjids. One is by the Kaaba in Makkah Mukarramah, Masjid al-Nabawi in Madina Munawwara, and Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. Masjid al-Aqsa is part of our iman, because it's a place where Allah says in the Quran that area is blessed, that masjid is blessed. It was the first Qibla before we could face Makkah Mukarramah for Salah. Masjid al-Aqsa we should face. And it's the place where many, many Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wa salam visited. And it has place where the area is very blessed. The land is very fertile. You get beautiful olive trees, you get grapes, you get strawberries, the figs, etc., even dates we get in the Holy Land. And these oppressive rulers have taken these orchards away from our Muslim brothers and sisters by force, by oppression. They have by force taken them out of their homes, demolished their homes, and by force built Jewish settlements there. We make dua, Allah give the Jewish community hidayat, guide them to the correct religion of Islam. And Allah says in the Quran, the sincere rabbis, priests, and monks, they know that Islam is a true religion. They recognize our beloved Rasulullah as a true and final Nabi of Allah. But hasada min indi anfusihim madima tabayyana lahum al-haq. There's jealousy in their heart after the truth has been manifest to them. They wanted the Nabi to come from the Jewish tribe, from the Bani Israel. But many Anbiya Ikram came from the Bani Israel also. Hadad Yaqub alayhi salam, Hadad Ishaq alayhi salam, Hadad Ismail alayhi salam, Hadad Zakariya alayhi salam. They never appreciated the Nabis of their time. And some of the Nabis, they mercilessly make them shaheed and they kill them. That is this arrogant nation. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was sent amongst them. And they made dua that tell Allah to give us food from the heavens. Allah sent man and salwa for them. But they were so ungrateful. They said, we're tired of man and salwa. We want some vegetables or something else. And even then too, they were arrogant and proud. They never accept the message of the time. The only authentic kitab amongst us are the Quran. The Torah, Zabur, and Injil have been changed and abrogated to suit the passions of the people. They legalize adultery, zina. They legalize drinking of alcohol. They legalize the murder and the worst of sins that you can think of. So let us focus on the correct teaching of the Quran and Sunnah. Now Allah Ta'ala made Nabi some travel in one night from Makkah Mukarrama by the Kaaba to Masjid al-Aqsa, and from Masjid al-Aqsa to the seventh heavens. And this incident is 100% true. The famous one is the Quran ayat which I've recited. The other in Muslim Sharif, the famous hadith kitab, Muslim Sharif, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, the buraq was brought to me. It was a long white animal that was larger than a donkey, but smaller than a mule. Its step is far as the eyes can see. I mounted it, and it took me to Masjid al-Aqsa, where I bound it to the same ring in which the Anbiya alayhi salam used to bind the animals. I entered the masjid, performed two rakas salam, and then came out. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam offered me two goblets. The one contained wine, clean wine from Jannah, paradise, and the other contained clean, pure milk from Jannah, paradise. I drank the milk. Whereupon Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said, you have chosen the natural way because milk is permissible in this world, and while wine that intoxicates a person, that makes a person drunk, and after that a drunk person commits a murder, rape, zina, etc. So that wine is completely haram. Here the wine is referred to the wine of Jannah. But because the incident is going to be explained to the people of the world, Nabi Sallam chose the milk to show us that milk must be preferred to any haram drinks. We then proceeded to the heavens. On the first, I met Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. On the second, I met Hazrat Isa and Yahya alayhi salam. The second sky, first sky, second sky. On the third sky, I met Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. On the fourth, I met Hazrat Idris alayhi salam. On the fifth, our Nabi salam met Hazrat Harun alayhi salam. On the sixth sky, met Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Every Nabi greeted our beloved Rasulullah with marhaba, welcome, welcome. Then Nabi salam met Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam on the seventh heaven. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was reclining against the Baytul Ma'mur, which is entered every day by 70,000 angels who are never able to return to it again. Then Nabi Sallam was taken to Sidratul Muntaha. There Nabi Sallam saw the leaves of his trees were as large as the ears of elephants, and the fruits were as large as water jugs. When the Sidratul Muntaha is enveloped by the things that Allah orders, it changes form and becomes so beautiful that no creation can desire. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud mentioned that the gold butterflies enveloped the Sidratul Muntaha. Where the present Kaaba is, on the seven skies, there is Baytul Ma'mur. And 70,000 angels make tawaf and make ibadat by the Baytul Ma'mur. And when they get the chance once, they never get a chance again. So the little ibadat that we are doing, we are not doing a favor to Allah. In fact, we are doing a favor to ourselves, and we must be regular with our salam. And even Allah Ta'ala showed Jannat and Jahannam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And some of the major sins that was mentioned, I'm leaving the Arabic out because time is very, very short. I just give the simple English explanation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw certain people whose lips were cut with scissors of fire. It was said these are the hypocritical preachers of the Ummah, that they gave bayans, lectures in the masjids, on various public platforms, social media, but they did not practice what they preach. May Allah forgive me, I myself guilty. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. Allah give me tawfiq of rectifying my mistakes. And whenever I meet my ulama friends and Hafiz al-Quran and general Muslims, I tell them the day I need you most is when through the infinite mercy Allah takes me with iman. Stand by my qabr and read Surah Yasin and make dua for me. And you cannot attend my janazah, wherever you all are, make dua for me. That day we need the duas of one another. Allah protect us from the punishment of the grave. Another type of punishment Allah showed certain people, their fingers of copper and iron, and they were scraping their cheeks and their chest. Was, who are these people? These are the people that commit riba, backbiting, slandering, make false stories of people. And today with the social media, we're clicking forward, we don't know the incident are true or false. And we're slandering people, sometimes ulama engage in good dini activities, and we make a false story of them. Ask the ulama of that town, of that city, they are reading the salah, they got sunnah of the life, they're abstaining from guna, and we make up stories about such pious personalities. Fear reckoning on the day of Qiyamah, my brothers. Then those that consume interest. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam seen certain people, they had big stomach with snakes in their stomachs biting them. And these are those that consume their interest. In the Quran, Allah speaks about interest. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That whoever involved themselves in interest-bearing transactions, they are declaring war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not a mufti regarding any Sharia compliant banking or Islamic finance, etc. Contact the ulama at the Darul Uloom, at the jamiats, whatever you all want to know. But I don't give no fatwa regarding Islamic banking, etc. And the famous incident is, in the night of Mi'raj, Allah gave Rasulullah some the gift of salah. First 50 salah was made compulsory. And Nabi Sallallahu met Nabi Musa alayhi salam on the way. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam told that, you know, 50 salah is too much, make it less. Nabi Sallallahu when it came five less, and when again came five less, Musa alayhi salam said, even five is too much. Nabi Sallallahu said, from 50 it came five. Now I'm feeling shy to go back. But Allah is showering His mercy upon us. We'll be reading five daily Farz Salah, Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Inna Salat Kanat Al Mu'minina Kitabam Mawquta. We have read Salah on His prescribed time. But Allah will multiply the reward of our Salah 10 times. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amsaliha. And the virtues of Salah. Let me read one hadith. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خمس صلوات افترزهن الله تعالى من أحسن وزوءهن وصلاهن لوقتهن وأتم ركوعهن وخشوعهن كان له على الله أحد أن يغفر له ومن لم يفعل فليس له على الله أحد إن شاء غفر له وإن شاء عذبه mentioned أبو داود الشريف حديث number 425. Whoever makes wuzu and reads salah on his correct time, Allah will forgive our minor mistakes. For major sins, their sincere tawbah. And who are not regular with their salah, they are very close to Jahannam. May Allah protect us. The virtues of reading salat with jama'ah for males. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ آمُنَ بِحَطَبٍ فَيُحْتَبُ ثم آمر بالصلاة فيؤذن لها ثم آمر رجلا فيؤم الناس ثم أخالف إلى رجال لا يشهدون الصلاة فأحرق عليهم بيوتهم mentioned in Bukhari Sharif hadith number 644. Our beloved Rasulullah has also mentioned those that read the Farz Salah on its time but don't come to the masjid or musalla for jama'ah males. He feels like telling the youngsters to gather some firewood and put fire to the homes of males that don't read Salatul Jama'ah. May Allah give us to read all our Salatul Jama'ah, inshallah.